anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Live from the Quest Center in Omaha for the second day in a row, side of the 2009 Nebraska State High School Wrestling Championships, where we are into the wrestle background, and we will be talking with Bernie Madison, the head coach of Kearney Catholic. We'll be talking about what's going on here. We'll talk about Tiger Woods coming back to the PGA Tour this week. We'll talk about high school basketball. And seriously, if we got to play six quarters to get to 50 points, people, I guess we got to start doing it. The girls' scores across the state last night were just embarrassing. And I guess we can get into a debate sometime how volleyball is killing basketball, apparently, in the state of Nebraska, because 32-31, 36-28. I know, Tony, you're frustrated about it all the time.
Well, Doug, I'm so happy these teams are done. Their seasons are over. I don't have to look at it anymore. That's what I'm happy. You know what? If it's Thanksgiving, I'm sitting around with today. What am I thankful for? That these teams are done playing. Thank God that we don't have to look at these scores. Thank the Lord the parents don't have to go watch it anymore. It's
easy,
over.
Easy. Remember, the Nebraska women only scored 38 in a 40-minute game the other night.
And who watched it? Yeah, exactly. No one.
Wow. Okay. All right, the email
address.
You know
what? You want me to go on a little bit more of a rant? All these teams, the season ended last night, they all walk around with $140 warm-ups when they enter gyms? You know what? If you haven't developed any sort of program in your life and you won seven ball games a year, it's not because my dad can write a check for $140 do I get this warm-up. That's a bunch of crap, too. Oh, we've all got to look the same. You know what? Wear a pair of khaki pants, put on a nice shirt, and show up. When you start winning some things, then you get to have the warm-ups. Ravenna, you look good in your warm-ups because you got a program and you know what's going on.
Derek, are we still on the air?
Yeah, we are.
The Debt Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
There's going to be Chamber of Commerce all over Central Nebraska, you know, going, yeah, we don't really want to represent our town.
Oh, come on now. Come on. See, I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to do with you. Maybe we'll talk for Tran Wrestling or something here. But, Tony, we do have wrestling going on in classes B and C. We'll get into their wrestle background here starting at 12 noon. And we've been joined by head coach Bernie Madison of the Kearney Catholic Stars as they get ready for their wrestling. Bernie, thanks for coming up and joining us, man.
I appreciate it. I'm going to kind of watch what I'm doing up here. Daddy's on a roll, baby.
Well, Bernie, obviously we're talking wrestling. We're talking about a kid on a roll. Obviously everybody knows about Klingon Smith and this unbeaten streak for so many matches in a row. 130 now. Yep. 130 in a row. Now he gets an undefeated kid. Undefeated versus undefeated. One of only, I believe, four or five of them in all of tonight's semifinal action is are the nerves setting in on him, or what's his mentality this morning?
If anybody knows Michael, he's just a even kill. Everything's played exactly the same. Doesn't do anything different. And Tony, he's been there, you know, and done that. So that helps. The experience definitely helps. But he's going to have to bear down and wrestle a good match.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you had some great matches last night. You also, you know, maybe some surprises. Anytime a one goes against a four and you guys come out, and Brandon Pacheco is one of those. You guys knew going in, it wasn't one of those, well, we can kind of overlook this kid. You knew it was a tough opponent going in.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a close match going in there. Kids from Central City had beaten us at a duel with Central City, at Central City. And so we knew it was going to be a tough match. And actually, you know, more times than not, down here at State, there's no gimmies. You're going to have to get on the mat and strap the greens and reds on and go to work.
Bernie Madison joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Omaha. Well, when the whole day's over, you have to be fairly pleased when you see Kearney Catholic setting third in the team race. You know that means good things have happened for your team.
Yeah, we were actually pleasantly surprised about that, Doug. We didn't think we could have had six into the quarters. Actually, could have had them all in the quarters. We had St. John Faber was up 12-4, and got turned and got stuck. And there's another one that should have been in the quarters.
Well, Pacheco losing by one.
Yeah, we just talked about with that Central City kid. And so, you know, but we just tell the kids, you know, get out there and make sure when you get up Sunday morning, you look yourself in the mirror and know you gave your best effort. And that's all we ask. The points are going to take care of themselves. We don't control that. All the thing we control is our effort.
Bernie, when you look at the team race, I guess, coming down here, where did you guys see yourselves fitting into this mix?
Well,
obviously the lack of wrestlers, probably a state title, probably a little bit out of the question. But to be up there, you know, says a lot about the kids and the quality of kids you have.
Absolutely. And the title is not extremely out of the question either, Tony, but we're going to have to wrestle a little bit better today than we did yesterday. We're going to need to get those wrestle back points coming in for us and then hopefully pull a couple semis tonight too. You know, if we can hang on and stay top five, or, you know, I believe we can. If we wrestle well, we can win. We can get runner up. We can maybe get first place if the other side goes well and somebody matches up with somebody. You know how that goes, kind of like it did at districts. And then you just never know. You just got to go out there and wrestle.
Well, speaking of districts, Scott Madsen was the surprise at the district, and he is one of your three semifinalists tonight, along with Michael Klingensmith and Michael Rogers. I know Rogers is going to have a heck of a match, and Scotty is into the semifinals. Talk about their opponents a little bit.
Michael's coming along and doing pretty well. He's got to wrestle a kid from... I'm looking. Oh, Joe. Yeah, we've seen Joe before. Joe's a great little wrestler. We've wrestled him at St. Cecilia Invite, and we've seen him, I believe, Wood River, and he's beaten us both times. And so we need to kind of wrestle our game. Michael, the last time he got on the mat with Joe, had to kind of settle back, you know, kind of not wanting to make mistakes. And if he just goes, he's tough, tough, tough on his feet. And if he makes his mind up to go, he'll have a chance.
Then you had Scotty Madsen at 140 pounds. Talk about what he's got ahead of him.
Brandon Starkey's a tough little kid from St. Paul, strong. And he's beaten us twice before. But Scotty's peaking at the right time. He, from the beginning of the year to now, is a completely different wrestler. He's gaining confidence, which makes him really, really dangerous. And so he's not looking past this by any means, but absolutely looking forward to it.
Bernie, I guess any surprises on teams that are up in that team race when you're looking at the standings? Did you expect a Central City? I think a lot of people that had them kind of penciled in as the favorite. Anybody surprising you, though, up there?
Not really. I don't think Big Daddy. We just kind of – kids come down and wrestle. We knew Central City. Mitchell's going to have a good team, qualified eight. East Butler's got some good kids. Are they in C?
That's my boy. That's my boy right there.
I picked him with the picks on the way down here. We had
a little stuff going on. Well, Bernie Madison has joined us here. We did talk about it. Let's not overlook Michael Klingensmith's semifinal match. We touched on it with the unbeaten Treat kid out of North Bend. Do we know much about him at all?
Not much. I know that we've talked to a coach that says that they like to throw a little bit. That's right down Michael's alley. We just need to stay smart, not getting any bad spots. And that's kind of Michael's forte. He's very seldom in a bad spot. That gets him in position to win matches.
Yeah, about 128 in a row, to be exact.
Well, we got the semifinals coming up tonight. You're going to have St. John Faber and Brandon Pacheco in this first round, Anthony Pacheco and Matt Klingensmith in the next round, and a little Pacheco just didn't finish things off in his quarterfinal last night. That was kind of a tough one, 3-2.
Yeah, there was a couple opportunities he had on turns and didn't get them. You know, just judgment calls, and that's the way it goes down here. You know, that's good for some, but not good for others. If you're the other kid, you know, with his back being exposed, your coach is going, great call, you know, he wasn't broke. But you just got to overcome that. You got to have a short memory and let that go and come back and wrestle.
Well, Bernie, we'll let you get back down there with the kids. We appreciate you coming up and joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and go Stars.
Go Stars. Guys, I really appreciate all you do for high school wrestling.
How about me making an appearance down here?
That is outstanding. I can tell you're a little grumpy from it, from your opening remarks.
No, I'm not grumpy at all.
But we really do appreciate what you guys do for wrestling, guys.
All right, Burn Dog. Best of luck, man.
Thanks.
Bernie Madison, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars, along with Matt Rogers, Kenny Luther, and, of course, Adam Bumgardner joining the ball club and the team this year at Kearney Catholic. You know, it is kind of funny when we put things to bed last night, Tony. Kearney Catholic setting 7 points out of first, and Mitchell is in second, 3 points ahead of them, and they beat them in the districts. And truthfully, you look at Kearney Catholic, they lost 2 1-point matches. And then, and as he said, Faber was ahead. I mean, you're looking at a perfect round, but really the Stars were in position to just do amazing things.
Well, you know, I think that comes down to maybe the atmosphere down here. Maybe those kids will, you know, win in the high school auditorium, and, you know, especially a young kid like the young Pacheco and Anthony Pacheco, you know, unable to finish that match out. Maybe in a different atmosphere he does that, but, you know, this is a big atmosphere, a lot of eyes on you, you know, spotlight shining brightly down here, and you know what? I think these kids are quality individuals. They're going to make a run through these wrestlebacks, though.
Well, coming up on the program, more talk about this, basketball, golf, the world of sports, and getting ready for the weekend. Let's take a break. Plus, oh, yeah, baby. We got the Lipizzaner tickets. We're going to give away another pair of Lipizzaner tickets today to the Heartland Events Center. That great show is next Thursday. We'll take a break. Be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Holy shlamola.
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This is a special Sports Center update from the Nebraska State Wrestling Tournament. We'll join ESPN Superstation Sports Director Doug Duda in just a moment. Brought to you by...
Make Bogarts and Kearney your game time headquarters for all the goods you need to satisfy your fan crew. Bogarts would like to wish all area qualifiers good luck in this year's state wrestling tournament.
Dr. Steve Bush and Jordan Cochran of the Kearney Dental Clinic provide comprehensive family dental care specializing in cosmetic dentistry, including Invisalign, implants, Zarek, one-appointment crowns, and Zoom whitening. Good luck at state wrestling.
Wrestling update, I'm Doug Duda on ESPN Radio. We are into the second round of Consolation Wrestlebacks in A and D. In the first round, these are the kids that lost yesterday in the first round. Grand Island went 3-1. Only Alex Shelton has been eliminated. Billy Leach, Bo Jepson, Coleman Westerby were winners. For Kearney, they have lost Andrew Smith, Noah Gable, Matt Dremel, and Joe Allen. Mike Butler and Sean Cherry were winners in that round. Grand Island has a 103.5-77 lead over Millard. Kearney is in fifth. In Class D, Howells has a 5-point lead over Amherst. Their only wrestler was Logan Luffelholt this round. He was a winner. Derek Stabenow of Elm Creek eliminated. For Franklin, both Aaron Davis and Cale Schmidt are winners. For Elwood, Michael Dakey won in this round, and now he has just won his second round consolation wrestleback. Will Rogers has been eliminated. Walter Flint eliminated. Mason Arajo is a winner. For Sutton, Mitch Noose has been eliminated. Moving on, for Ansley Arcadia, Blaine Ryan, Ryan Hercock, they have been eliminated. SEM's Cale Ecker and Jake Hagan have been eliminated. Wyatt Kipp has been eliminated from Arapahoe in the second round of wrestlebacks. Luke Pezoza of Loup City has been eliminated, as has Joe Osterhout of Callaway. Lucas Cox of Alma is out, but Corey Linneman of Alma has won his match. Both Eustace Farnham's Travis Pieper and Eric Cole are winners. Lucas Mills eliminated from Pleasanton, and Brett Roberts of Axtell has just lost in the second round of wrestlebacks. We'll keep you up to date from Omaha on ESPN.
Listen for state wrestling tournament updates all the way through the state championships right here on ESPN Superstation. And remember, you can hear nightly wrap-ups shortly after 6 o'clock each evening on our sister station, 98.9 FM, Power 99.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Quest Center here in Omaha. Well, we get more wrestling. We're going to give you some basketball sub-districts that have been announced. Those to be announced. We'll tell you where some of the girls' teams that won last night are going to be playing next Friday. But we want to remind you that there's all kinds of playing going on this weekend, whether it's basketball, whether it's watching the state wrestling finals, whether it's watching a little golf. It is at the Chicken Coop in downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Not a bad seat in the house with their HD TVs all over the place. And, of course, while you're there at the Chicken Coop, you can enjoy a great lunch special every single day, open 7 days a week. They've got lunch specials Monday through Sunday and great food and drink specials every night. Daddy, the Chicken Coop has your favorite kind of food. In fact, I wish I had some Chicken Coop food right now, maybe some pizza, maybe a few boneless wings, a little appetizer. I wouldn't even mind having a little side salad or just a little chicken salad there as well, a crispy chicken salad. And good stuff.
How about
some ribs?
12 flavors of wings. How can you go wrong there?
Pizza, burgers, everything you want from appetizers to the big old meal. Check out the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Well, we'll step away from wrestling here for just a couple of minutes and fill you in on what's going on with girls basketball. These sub-districts wrapped up last night, and the district finals are set for tomorrow. And here are the matchups in those games. Starting in Class C1, it will be Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Minden at Adams Central High School at 7 o'clock. Everybody else pretty much in C1 is outside the area. In a Class C2, we will tell you that Grand Island Central Catholic is going to host the Sutton-Ravenna matchup at 7 o'clock on Friday. Cambridge got upset last night, Tony. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Shelby and Silver Lake, they're going to play at Aurora on Friday night. Again, all these games are at 7 o'clock. Franklin has drawn Sandhills Thedford. That will be at Gothenburg. And out of nowhere, Tony, remember Bertrand started the season 0-6 or something like that? They're in the district final against Juanita Palisade at Cambridge on Friday night. That's going to be at 7:30. Now, that's not tonight. That's a week from tonight. And finally, in D2.
Pretty major upset over Eustace Farnham last night, I believe, about a 3-point victory for the Lady Vikings.
Yeah, nice win there. Fault City Sacred Heart and Pleasanton. What would be the middle of that? Crete.
Oh, I was going to say.
Crete. Are you kidding me, people? Crete? I suppose. That's where it's going to be, 7:30 next Friday night. Pleasanton was pushed last night by Lawrence Nelson. North Loop Scotia and Spalding Academy, they're going to play at Fullerton. Also, Brady and Paxton, they're going to play at North Platte St. Pat's. But here are your results from last night, Tony. There just wasn't a lot of scoring. Here we go. St. Cecilia, and we'll come back to this. I feel bad for Grand Island Central Catholic. They got called for a delay of game, slap on the ball, out of bounds, technical foul, up 3 with 8 seconds to go. St. Cecilia made the 2 free throws and then hit a driving layup by Abby Jackson at the buzzer, the same gal that hit the winning shot in the first round game on Tuesday. And St. Cecilia advances on 44-43, a technical with 8 seconds to go in the game.
And it sounds like it wasn't like they dinged the coach for saying it was a slapping a ball out of bounds and the girl trying to inbound it. That's the way it sounds to us right now. So pretty easy. I mean, it's a relatively easy call, an official standing right there, and you just can't do that.
So they will move on and head on to the district final. Minden beat Centura 41-25. Hershey beat Gothenburg in overtime 59-53. Sutton 36, Kennesaw 28. Ravenna 57, Elm Creek 36. North Platte St. Pat's knocks off Cambridge 33-31. Exeter Millingen beat Dorchester 49-34. And I may not have told you where Exeter Millingen is going to play there, so let's tell you where Exeter Millingen is going to play. They're going to play Diller O'Dell at Wilbur Claytonia High School. Franklin beat Alma 43-39. Silver Lake beat Deschler 32-31. Bertrand beat Eustace Farnham 36-33. Pleasanton over Lawrence Nelson 44-41. And Brady beat Loomis 39-33. Those are just teams from the area. Shelby wins 34-33. 37-33 West Boyd. Sandhills Thedford beats Burwell 41-37. Juanita Palisade 37-31. Tony, I'm looking at the wins here. Here are the scores of the winners last night. And I'm going to run them all down. I'm going to run them every single one down. The winners of your C and D sub-districts scored the following points. In C1, from east to west, 50, 53, 72 for Bennington, 49, 65, 33, and that was 33-13, a final score.
Whoa.
44, 41, 59, 41, 59, 50. In C2, 47, 62, 48, 58, 57, 60, 65, 58, 36-57, 33-40. In D1, 49-49, 34-32, 55-44, 51, 37-43, 41-36, 37. Seems like the East finds a little bit more of putting the ball in the bucket. And in D2, 41-44, Spalding Academy actually had a 73-62 win over Greeley Wallbacks. So good job for those gals. And then at 47, there's a 31, a 39, a 47. It's just that the scoring is not there. And you can say what you want. Silver Lake wins 32-31 over Deschler, and they were low-scoring games all three times they played. Silver Lake has shown that they can score points. You can call it good defense. I call it, in some cases, a lack of offense.
Doug, there's a lot of different ways, and it seems to be the defense is controlling the tempo. I don't know if you've got to, in some, you know, and you can't do this in some and not in others, but it's almost a shot clock situation needs to be implemented, because I think some of these teams just run an offense and, well, it's not there, and they, I mean, what do you do? I don't know if offensively.
Well, I'm a little worried about the girls in our listening area, because you look at some of those, they are putting up some points in other spots of the state when they get down to state tournament. What's going to dictate? It looks like the defense has been dictating so far.
Well, and you're saying, okay, the eastern part of the state is showing that they can put up some points. Well, we have not. And you go down there, and basically then, and it's a race to 45 or 50. And these teams in our area, a lot of times, you know, other. And I'm going to throw Silver Lake out there because they've been in the 70s, and they've shown, like you mentioned, they can score some points. But, Dougie, if you get 45, they can't score 45. I mean, they've got to beat you 33-31 in so many instances, and that's not entertaining basketball. It's not fun to watch, and it certainly can't be fun to play.
1-888-455-ESPN, that's the phone number. You'll need that for Lipizzaner tickets a little bit later on. Also, we're going to get to you on the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Want to take a look at the email coming up in just a little bit, but I also want to take a look at where some of these teams are setting in the wild card points. Now, of course, A and B gets going next week, but right now, Kearney is setting 7th in the wild card points. This is a team that had been up in the top 4 most of the season, but they are setting in 7th as we go into a big night of basketball for most of the boys tonight with a couple dotted girls games. In Class B, Holdridge is 4th. Adams Central is 6th out of the same district in the wild card points. In C1, you got Bishop Newman number 1, Crofton number 2, Boone Central 3rd, Hershey 4th. And with Gothenburg's loss, it looks like they're out of the wild card. Kearney Catholic as well. And just taking a look at teams that might be in the wild card. Ravenna and Sutton going to play next week. Cambridge, after that loss last night, their first of the year to North Platte St. Pat's, they are going to be setting in the number 6 hole, hoping that they can get in, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. They need Perkins County to win, and it looks like the Ravenna Sutton loser is going to grab one of those wild card positions, especially if it's Ravenna. Sutton would be a bubble team there. In D1, Silver Lake is 3rd in the wild cards. Deschler is 5th. They might have a chance to get in. And in D2, Pleasanton has a locked up estate bid now because they are number 1 in the wild card points, slightly ahead of Chambers. Fall City Sacred Heart is 3rd. Lawrence Nelson looks like they're in good shape maybe to get a wild card as well. Both wild cards could come out of the same district there in D2 with Sacred Heart, Pleasanton, and Lawrence Nelson.
You might expect an upset. You know, I think a lot of the time in those district finals, you know, that are set up, when you don't see those teams, you don't know the personnel of those teams. But, boy, in these sub-districts, when Cambridge loses like they did last night, it just cripples your chances. And it looks like right now they're on the outside looking in, and at a state berth that they thought was probably locked up, they just take care of business, and they're unable to do that, and now that's not good if you're a Trojan fan.
Well, we're going to take a look at the email here on the Dent Popper inbox. The mailman actually going to talk a little wrestling here because that's where we're at. Says, hey, guys, just wanted to make a comment on something that was mentioned yesterday. The match I have ever saw at the state tournament was in 1987 during the semifinals between Jeremy Eckley and Jason Detlefs, not Trevor Weatherfield. Maybe somebody mentioned that yesterday. He said Jason had never been beaten in his career, 136-0. Eckley had took second his freshman year and won in 86. Detlefs going for his fourth title. Phenomenal match with the Devaney Center packed to the gills. Jeremy Eckler won and went on to win state, and Jason took third. It was the greatest 6 minutes that should have been in the finals, not in the semis. Both are three-time champions. Jason ended his career 138-1 with 136 consecutive wins, 103 career pins, 13 of those at state. I believe that was the first loss he had in his entire career, including grade school, very Dan Gable-like, striving for perfection. And, Daddy, I hope you get a new appreciation for this sport and the passion the participants have to win. Enjoy the tournament from the mailman.
Yeah, you know, I think I certainly do have a new appreciation of what these kids put in and dedicate to this sport. It's fun to be down here. I will tell you that I will not be here the first day next year, but I will be here on Friday night. I've heard so many things about this semifinal round that for any sports fan out there, if you're not a fan, if you've never been interested in the sport, it's just a level of excitement. A lot of people say, Tony, it's second to none. And they love Friday night and then the Parade of Champions on Saturday. And I've never saw either one of them. Next year, because of some of the prior commitments, I will not be able to see it this year, but I will be here next year. That is a promise. I'm locking it in. I'm locking it in. I'm already here.
What happens if you break your promise?
Whack! That's what happens if you break the promise.
Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more from Omaha and the Quest Center, where the 2009 State Wrestling Tournament is going on right after this.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a two-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, right after you pull my finger.
Welcome to Subway. What can I get you?
Hi. I was thinking about maybe a,
Any. $5
foot. Who are you guys? Some kind of music video? Seriously, what's the deal?
Get any piled high regular foot long for just $5, like the Italian BMT and chicken and bacon ranch. Any regular foot long, $5. Don't miss it. Subway. Eat fresh.
Offer excludes double stacked premium sandwiches. Prices and participation may vary.
Ah, fishing dinner. The only spot on Earth with nearly a 500,000 places to boat and fish. Where can I find this paradise? None other than Fishington.com, the fishing and boating capital of the Internet. When you join the Fishington community, you can connect with boaters and anglers from across the country, share tips and advice, and heck, even swap some stories. And if you join Fishington.com before the end of February, you'll be entered to win $100 gift cards from Dick's Sporting Goods. Fishington, brought to you by TakeMeFishing.org.
Got the down? Then you get the deal. And thanks to you, that's just exactly how it's worked for 28 years at Kearney Auto Sales. One year at a time, one day at a time, one deal at a time, and one customer at a time. At Kearney Auto Sales, your small down payment will put you behind the wheel of your next car or truck. At Kearney Auto Sales, we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Got the down? Then come get your deal at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. Buy here, pay here.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times as we head through the day today, with a slight chance of a rain shower late, which may mix in with some snow towards this evening. Highs rebound to the upper 40s with northwest winds increasing this afternoon to 15 to 30. There's a slight chance of flurries or a few snow showers into tonight with a low of 14. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Quest Center in Omaha, where the Wrestlebacks are in the second round of classes A and D. And D wrapping up, A going on right now. And Daddy, we are got winners all over the place.
Doug, I'm going to tell you right now that if you, on your farming operation, have planted a different kind of corn in previous years, you're kind of in that Wrestleback stage. You got to fight through, and you got to find a winner. And we've got Dynagrill, 1-800-652-9298, heading into this year. 57V07 is preseason number one, followed close behind by 58V72. Whether you're talking about Roundup Ready Corn 2 system or Yield Guard VT Triple, call your local Dynagrill Seeds dealer today. More acres are planted this year than ever before. More acres are going to be planted in 09 than ever before. Dynagrill is where it's at, people. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dynagrill Seeds dealer today.
Glad to have you along with us. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com or 1-888-455-ESPN. Guess what? It's time to give away a pair of tickets to the Royal Lipizzaner Stallion Show going on next Thursday night, or this upcoming Thursday as the case may now be, at the Hartland Event Center in Grand Island. And again, we're down here at wrestling.
Hold on, we had an escape. Junior Chavez of Kearney now leads 5-2, 50 seconds remaining. Sorry.
Here is your trivia question. Only one winner of the tickets per household, 1-888-455-ESPN. Your wrestling question of the day. These cousins claimed their...
Hold on. We got to take down Junior Chavez 7-2.
I saw that coming. So these cousins became the third and fourth four-time Nebraska State wrestling champions on the same day. What is their last name? What is the last name of the cousins that became the third and fourth four-time state wrestling champion on the same day? 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. The winner will receive a pair of tickets to the Royal Lipizzaners at Hartland Event Center in Grand Island coming up on Thursday. Well, Daddy, let's get to Tiger Woods. Your thoughts?
You know what? I think it's interesting how he let such short amount of time between the announcement to avoid all the attention that would have been placed on him had he you know, even mentioned this 3 weeks ago. All the, you know, all those cameras, let's be honest, relatively not a whole lot going on in the sports world. You got the A-Rod deal and now this Tiger Woods deal. The cameras would have been all over him. He would have been able to do almost nothing. He waits. Now the tournament's only, what, 5 days away, and it starts next Wednesday?
Yeah, and I guess a good tournament to come back in, but if he gets beat in the first round, then that's going to give you something to talk about again. I think he just wants to come back, see how he's doing, and he's not going to be playing every week. He wants to get a couple tournaments in before the Masters.
Well, you know, Tiger's never been one to really fill out the PGA Tour schedule. You know, I think he picks and chooses his spots, and you know, let's be honest, with the way the economy is across the nation, that PGA Tour needs Tiger because he's the one that draws the fans, let's be honest.
Well, so Tiger Woods coming back, everybody's going to say, is it too soon? Is it too soon? Is it too soon? Well, Tony, we're not going to know that. I don't think anybody has a chance to know that.
You know what? If his game's back, even, you know what, he's going to advance to the third. I mean, 64th player in the world, you know, you say relatively close. The guy took a year off. He's still number one rated. He's still the number one player in the world.
And who's this geek that's ranked 64th that I've never, ever heard of? Who is this 64th ranked player in the world that I've never, ever heard of?
Brendan Jones.
Who? How is he 64th in the world?
I don't know that. I thought the same thing. I said, Brendan Jones, huh? Must be a good player, though. Apparently.
He's going to get a shot at Tiger, and I think Tiger is going to end up having just a bad round in there somewhere, and everybody's going to go chirp, 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 chirp. But it's hard to lay off anything that long and come back and be good at it, right, Daddy?
Yes, certainly. No, you know what?
Do we have a winner yet, Derek?
Yeah, we do. We got a winner. Tom from Minden knew the Nordhus name. So he's got two tickets to the Lipizzaner Stallions.
There we go. Congratulations. Kenny and Donnie Nordhus out of Greeley were back to back-to-back weight classes, or four-time state champions. That kind of got the whole ball rolling again. And then we've had a bunch of four-time state champions since, but it had been something like 30 years since there had been four-time state champions, and the Nordhus cousins did it on the same day at the Devaney Center from Greeley High School. So congratulations, Tom. He's got a pair of tickets to the Lipizzaner Stallions coming up next Thursday at the Heartland Events Center. Tony, staying with golf for a moment. Phil Mickelson, he has the lead in the first round of something called the Northern Trust Open out there in California, his stomping grounds, but a nice 8-under 63 where a lot of guys went low, including last week's champion, Dustin Johnson, who's at 5-under.
You know, that was a good sign for Phil Mickelson fans out there because he has not played well to this point this season, and I know he's mixing up and changing some of the things in his bag, especially the driver, went with a different one last week, but you know what? To be in contention when you were nowhere to be seen last week, and I think that's a good sign. You can turn it around relatively quickly, and maybe build some confidence as you head into the match play, and then the Masters down the road.
Well, we'll see how things go, and hopefully he can keep it going. Tony, you've got some odds.
Well, I cannot find the match play odds. I don't know if they're going to have matchups and stuff. This goes all the way. Tiger still has taken a year off, and still the 2-1 favorite to win the Masters, which is really astonishing and shows you the level of golf and the talent which he has.
Well, I think it all comes down to being, if he has some bad time, how frustrated will he be? I think he's the kind of perfectionist that it's got to go right for him right away. And what happens if it doesn't go right? I think he gets frustrated a little bit. He doesn't want to come back until he can
be mediocre.
Yeah, he wants to be number one. He is not coming back to finish second.
You know, what is he right now? Four away from Jack's record, 14 majors in the book right now. I believe that's correct. I think he's so zeroed in on that. If he wasn't ready, if the knee wasn't ready for him to compete at that level, let's be honest, he wouldn't be playing. I don't even think he's doing this to get in shape. He's in shape, but he's ready to go.
Well, hopefully.
That kid's been crying. He's been outside.
Now, that's not fun. That's not fun at all, Daddy.
Junior Chavez of Kearney has just defeated his opponent 12-5 here in the wrestleback round. This round of wrestling is about ready to conclude here. Only two matches left on today's card here in the early going for A and D. And now B and C will begin their wrestlebacks.
Do they call it a card? Is that what they call it?
Well, they do in WWF.
Oh, okay. I was just checking to see. Yeah, they're wrapping up the A&D portion, and you can wrap up your weekend grocery bill and grocery list by heading to Troutman's Quality Meats, Highway 30 in Kearney, just across from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone, the big steer out front welcoming you in. Now that the weather has cleared out, I even checked the deck this week. The snow has melted already, Tony. I can get to the grill, and I know you had some Troutman's this week that was absolutely outstanding.
Hey, we'll just make some burgers out there, $2.29. cents a pound. Check it out, Troutman's Quality Meats. Many kinds of fresh sausages straight out of the smokehouse, as always. London broiled steaks, $7.99 per pound. And check out their selection of USDA Choice Certified Angus, $9.29 per pound. That's the weekend special. Hey, Lent's coming up. They've got the frozen seafood available, restaurant quality. Individual portions are also available. Check with Kerry, Troutman's Quality Meats. T-Bone's waiting for you out front across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney.
They have some really good scallops there, Tony.
They got a lot of really good things. Check it out, Troutman's Quality Meats.
We're going to take another break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Quest Center in Omaha, side of the 2009 Nebraska State High School Wrestling Tournament. When we come back, Tony's going to have a special guest to chat about what happened this morning and where the team races stand right after this on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
Tax season is here again. Fortunately, you can turn your 1040 into 1080p from Sony and save $300 with the purchase of a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV. Now through February the 28th, use Tax Cut software backed by the people of H&R Block and put the refund towards a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To learn more about how you can save up to $300 on a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV, visit Sony.com/1040.
Welcome to Radio Shack. Can I help you?
Well, my friend Ted always texts and my friend Todd always talks. They're costing me a fortune.
You need new Boost Mobile Monthly Unlimited. It has unlimited nationwide talk, text, web, even walkie-talkie for only $50 a month.
Only $50?
So you're going to text Ted or talk to Todd?
I think our walkie-talkie will.
Unlimited nationwide talk, text, web, and walkie-talkie with Boost Mobile Monthly Unlimited at Radio Shack.
$50 monthly unlimited plan. Coverage not available everywhere. Network reaches over 274 million people. Additional charges apply for international services and messages. Other restrictions apply. Directory assistance is $1.29 per call.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some breaks of sun at times as we head through the day today with a slight chance of a rain shower late, which may mix in with some snow towards this evening. Highs rebound to the upper 40s with northwest winds increasing this afternoon to 15 to 30. There's a slight chance of flurries or a few snow showers into tonight with a low of 14. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
We're back live from the Quest Center where classes A and D wrestlebacks have just concluded here in the day two of the state wrestling tournament. And B and C will begin here shortly with their wrestleback round. The semifinals are tonight, and of course, wrestling action continues all day tomorrow. If you have not been to the state wrestling tournament, I certainly encourage you to come on down. Joined right now by Larry Baker. I know Doug's on other radio stations doing reports as he does all day long. Larry, you've had a chance to look at some of the semifinals and the action for tonight. You've broken down some matches. How many of these do you expect to be excellent quality matches? I mean, you got two-time defending state champions going against each other in one of them, I know.
Yeah, I think as I look at this right now, there's tonight, as every Friday night does at the state wrestling tournament, but I mean, there's really some good ones shaping up tonight, you know, all the way around. You know, as you look at one of these, like I was looking at Class D here, it was Class D here just a little while ago. You know, you've got a couple of these spots where you've got, you know, returning state finalists that are going to see each other, returning state champions that are going to see each other in several of these. Class C, for instance, Jordan Falks out of Newman Grove was 41-0. Is going to wrestle Sean Nagel from Kimball, who's 39-0. These are two kids that Sean Nagel has been a state runner-up and a state champion, and Jordan Falks has been a state runner-up and a state champion, and now they're going to hook it up tonight to both try to get back to a third state final appearance and try to become a two-time state champion. When you have those types of matches going on before you ever get to the finals, that makes for very, very exciting wrestling.
Larry, I guess going back to some of yesterday's action, when Tim Crocker was able to beat Kevin Jones the way he did and basically just controlled that match from start to finish, did that surprise you? And does it look to be Timmy Crocker a different wrestler at the state wrestling meet this year?
Here's the thing. Really what it was the Timmy Crocker that Timmy Crocker's always been. you know, he's had a couple tough matches at the state tournament in his career, and that's one of those things. Is, you know, one of the things I always talk to kids that I coached about is, you know, you won't be judged on a day's work; you'll be judged on a body of work. And you know, here's a kid that's just had a phenomenal career. He's lost a couple matches at the state tournament in his career.
Bad luck and played a part in those. And those
right.
calls that Bernie Madison was talking,
right.
going one way when they could have went another way,
yeah.
went against him.
Right. And yesterday he just was Timmy Crocker. And one of the things that I really liked about that match is early in the match, the Omaha North kid gets him cradled up, and I mean he's just about got him to go several times early in that match. And I mean, there was a spot where you were holding your breath and literally saying, oh, no, not again. And Crocker pops his head out, and I mean lit the gas from there.
Yeah, just really worked him. A 10-1 victory, and, you know, say what you want to, you know, probably could have had some more points up there, mm-hmm. you know, talking to Kearney people, but whatever. You got the Islanders leading the way here at State. You're fond of this team. You're following them throughout. Anybody stepping up and really surprising you though yesterday for the Grand Island Islanders? Are they where you thought they were going to be?
No, right now, in my opinion, they're where I thought they'd be. I talked a lot about this yesterday and again last night when we wrapped the show up. The one thing about the Islanders that's probably impressed me the most is when you look at Andrew Reedy, Blake Fruchtel. I mean, you can go right down the list. This is a young team. And again, I talked about it yesterday. So many of these kids on this team have wrestled on a very large national scene. So a lot of these spots, you know, you'd think, well, they've been in situations like this, but never in high school. You know, yeah, you grow up and you want to go wrestle at Tulsa Nationals, but you didn't ever wake up one morning when you were five and say, I want to be a Tulsa National champ. You did want to be a high school state champ, and you wanted to walk in that parade and things like that. So the lights are a little brighter here. And what I've been most impressed with about Grand Island is to this point in the tournament, and the real tournament now starts tonight for them, but to this point in the tournament, they've been unfazed.
Team-wise, for you, any surprises A through D?
Class C, in a sense. I knew that Class C's race was going to be an extremely tight race. Mitchell being up where they're at is a little surprise. Probably the biggest surprise in any team situation this year to me is finding out that East Butler is Class D.
Oh, just having some fun with you, Bernie, here live from the state wrestling meet at the Quest Center in Omaha. Big Daddy Tony Davis joined by Larry Baker right now. Larry, you guys did the show last night. You'll do it again tonight. Obviously, this is when the intensity heats up and you start to see the emotion. That's one thing. You know, I showed up at a state wrestling tournament. I thought I'd see emotion from the onset of this tournament. I haven't saw that. Tonight you will see that.
Right, right. Tonight you will get to where you will have to cut your way across that floor tonight. The emotion and that intensity is truly that thick. As you're talking about that, I get goosebumps. I mean, you know, when once you get to Friday night, you know, the season has stages, truthfully. You know, it's wrestling season, you're excited, you're going. And then from about the semifinals of the district tournament to the semifinals of the state tournament, it's like a whole other season, you know, where that intensity gets ratcheted up. Now, from tonight forward, what you've got tonight, Tony, is you look down on the floor, you've got eight mats on the floor, the four center mats. Those winners get a walk in that parade. That's a dream they've had their entire lives. The four outside mats, those winners, you know, that's the crying round or the blood and guts round. Those winners are a state medalist for the rest of their life. And those losers, their dreams have been crushed. And that's where this thing is bittersweet, because tonight is a night that absolute dreams come true, and tonight is a night where dreams are shattered forever.
Fair enough. Check out the action. You guys can be heard on Power 99. Again, tonight with the Wrestling Wrap-Up Show. I'm live from the Quest Center, as always, here with Doug Duda, along with Larry Baker. Larry, I guess another sporting news going on around the things. Are you following the Bassmaster Classic?
I tell you what, I don't. Are you a fisherman, Tony?
I like to fish.
Yeah, me too, as long as it doesn't involve a boat or water. No.
It was a big cooler, and as if I don't bait my hook, you
there.
Like to fish.
Yeah, it's a ton of fun. You know, I went to Canada a few years ago bear hunting, and they allowed me to fish. And it was the greatest thing in the world. I gave a pole to my guide, and I'd cast it. Whenever he caught a fish, he'd hand it to me, and I'd reel it in. I was the greatest fisherman in the whole world, like 100% success rate. So, but actually, ironically enough, I only say that because I do on Saturday mornings most generally watch the Bassmaster Classic. I think it's pretty cool that these guys go out and go absolutely bonehead ballistic on getting that fish into that boat.
You know, you say 51 guys. Well, there's only 50 guys. There's one woman, Kim Bain Moore, at age 28, making the first woman appearance in the Bassmaster Classic. By the way, if you're interested in all at the Bassmaster Classic, you can go to ESPN, the national side of ESPN. You can enter the Doug and Daddy group of fantasy fishing. I know that might be pathetic. I don't know. I'm just messing around on there. You've got a salary cap you must stay under. You can go put your little $100 team in. We'll see who comes out on top. Just something kind of fun to follow it this weekend. If you just listen to the radio and following state wrestling from there and going to watch some state wrestling at home, obviously the coverage begins tomorrow morning, I believe 7 o'clock on ESPN2. But something fun to do. Also, the NFL Combine going on, Larry. Josh Freeman, a lot of people think, can ascend and make his way into a first-round pick. The first round pick, Josh Freeman. You give him a shot?
No, and I don't. I'm not being bitter. I'm not. I just absolutely. I don't see that. And maybe that's why. Yet every single April, I sit and I watch every single pick in the draft. I have probably since 1992, and it's truthfully to this point in my life, it's been the most disappointing 2 days that I spend since 1992 of the year.
Since your honeymoon.
Because I've yet to have my name called, and I truly believe at some point it'll happen. Somebody's going to give me a chance, and maybe that's why I don't see it. I don't have that knowledge. No, I don't think so.
And the Omaha Beef select Larry Baker.
He may have one. He may be one of those players though, with the intrigue. You know that the people are going to start following that from the combine and on, as a Mark Sanchez as quarterback position.
Well, guys, that's some intriguing stuff, but I'm going to step in and wrap the show up today. Is that okay?
Okay.
Hey, we have the team results heading into the evening session in Classes A and D. In Class A, Grand Island leads it by 28.5 points with 108.5. Millard South second with 80. Creighton Prep third with 62. Kearney is fourth with 61. So they're trying to battle in there and keep things going. And in Class D, Amherst and Howells are now tied. Howells didn't have anybody wrestle this morning. Amherst picked up 8 points this morning to tie it up, 60.5 per person or per team. Amherst has four kids in the semifinal, the largest scoring round tonight. Howells has all six. And Selma-Murta is third with 39. Palmer fourth with 36. Franklin is fifth with 35. Elm Creek is eighth. And Sutton is 13th. We'll have updates throughout the day here on ESPN Radio, and don't forget live coverage of tonight's semifinal and third round wrestlebacks, which are the kids trying to get in for a medal. 6 o'clock, Power 99 FM and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Derek, anything else we need to do?
Nope, I think we got it all covered, guys.
Hey, have a good weekend, all right?
Oh, will do. You guys too.
Let's get out of here. We want to thank Bernie Madison, head wrestling coach at Kearney Catholic, for joining us today as the Stars sitting third, beginning the B&C competition, which get underway here in just a few minutes at the Quest Center in Omaha. I want to thank Larry Baker for joining us. He'll be part of our coverage tonight with Jed Doberstein and Bill Les here from the Quest Center. Tony, have a good weekend.
Hey, you do the same, Douglas. Look forward to seeing all of you back with us on the Doug and Daddy Show Monday, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
Been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.